Welcome to the Uno Mas podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Kay. Do you find yourself looking for business and marketing advice to help you achieve your goals? Do you find yourself stuck and overwhelmed, wondering what methods you can use to scale your business? What strategies should you use to grow your social media influence? And how can you leverage collaborations with some of the industry's most successful and influential entrepreneurs to build brand awareness? With over 13 years as a multipreneur, brand and social media strategist and coach, I invite you to join thousands of other listeners and me each week in elevating your brand, business, and life. With a foundation of faith and talking all things productivity, social media, business strategies, marketing, and growth, I help you pursue your God-given purpose and redefine success by creating a wildly successful, sustainable, and profitable digital-based business. But that's not all. Enjoy my collaborative conversations and interviews with industry-leading entrepreneurs to hear the best kept secrets and learn the skills and tactics they use so you can tackle your biggest goals along the way. The Uno Mas podcast is here to inspire you to dream, think, and do big. Stop feeling overwhelmed, confused, and stuck at a standstill, and start feeling confident, productive, and fueled with purpose in your life and business again. You know, discovering your life's purpose is not something that comes so easily, especially when you're thinking of your God-given life's purpose. I, for years, have thought that my identity was founded on the expectations of the world and what my industry thinks that I am, and that I was trying to fulfill my purpose through that, rather than relating biblically to what God's calling on my life is and how I can fulfill that through discovering a deep sense of what my true life's purpose is. I dive more into this in this episode, and I cannot wait to share with you the foundational pieces to developing and discovering your life's purpose. Let's go ahead and dive right in. I kind of felt a nudge to talk about this for two reasons. Number one, it's so incredibly important to lean into what that life purpose is, no matter where you are in life. I mean, there's some people that literally go their entire life not really feeling like they know what their true life's calling and purpose is. And the Lord has that for every single one of us. For the second reason, because this is something, if I'm being honest, that I've struggled with for several years. And, you know, I'm getting to the middle stage of my life. And to sit here and step back and reflect on some of the questions that were presented to me going through this program or mastermind, if you want to call it that, because I really feel like that's what it is, I sat back and thought to myself, wow, there was just a lot of reflective questions that kind of had me sit and meditate on this. And for that, I figured this would be a wonderful topic for the 100th episode because it's such an important topic. So the first thing is, how do we identify our life purpose? So there are, I believe, six things that I'm going to go through with you. So the first one is praying and asking God to reveal it to you. I feel like throughout my beginning stages of life, I was in pursuit of what I wanted. Not necessarily what God wanted for me, but what I wanted for my own life. And something we have to realize is that our life purpose is not something that we choose. It's something that God chooses for us. And many of us, including myself, can go through a majority of our lives chasing after the purpose we have for ourselves, but that's not exactly what God may have for us. It might be, but it might also not be. And we need to pray to Him to ask Him exactly where He wants us to go in life and exactly where we need to be so that we are fulfilling His ultimate plan, not only for us, but for and through strengthening the kingdom that He has here on earth. But He is going to impress upon your heart, okay, where people say, I have a gut feeling That is a feeling that the Lord is putting on your heart. That gut feeling is what God is impressing upon you. He might use people or things or places or situations or circumstances to come up in your life that are not coincidental. They are divine and on purpose with His plan that He has for you. And most of the time, He's just trying to wake you up. And sometimes when you think you're going this way, He's going to direct you. What was that? That was like a really cool sound effect. I don't know. But He's going to direct you in the other way. Or sometimes He might shake you up and rattle you up in order to get you right on path that He needs you to get on. And our human nature is to rebel against that. In Isaiah 55:9, I love this verse. And it's so funny because I had a girlfriend mention this to me just last night. And God says, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." I love that because in a time where I feel like I'm going after what I want and I'm not getting the answers that I want, or I feel pushed to go in a direction that absolutely terrifies me, but I feel like God is nudging me for that purpose and that reason, I reflect back on this verse that my ways are not His ways and my thoughts are not His thoughts, and His ways are higher than mine and His thoughts are higher than mine, and He knows better than I ever will where I'm intended to go and why I'm intended to be there. I just need to listen. And so I constantly meditate on this verse in those times that I'm, you know, resisting, or I'm timid, nervous, fearful, scared, all of those human nature things, I go back to this verse. So pray and ask God to reveal it to you. The second thing is identifying your gifts. So your natural gifts can ultimately identify your life's purpose. In Romans 12, it identifies several gifts: prophecy, serving, teaching, exhorting, giving, organizing, and mercy as the seven primary spiritual gifts that God has given to the body of Christ. And we, as believers in Christ, are the body of Christ. So these seven primary spiritual gifts could be something that you are naturally gifted with, you know, so identify those things that you are doing. And I'm going to expand on this in just a little more in the next one, but is it prophesying? Is it serving? Is it teaching? I'm totally a teacher. Is it exhorting, giving, or organization? I'm also an organizer, hence why I specialize in business streamlining. It's just my knack. It's my thing. And I love teaching about that. But we have natural gifts and we need to identify what those are. The third thing is identifying your skills, passions, and successes. So what comes easily to you? I mean, really sit down and think, like, not only what comes easily to you, but what can you do all the time and not get burnt out with? Like, this is a natural born gift. This is a passion. This is something that you can be very successful with, or you always tend to be more successful with. Perfect example. I have a lady that is in the legacy or Kingdom Legacy Builders with me, and she is a leader. Okay. She is a leader. Every single position that she's ever found herself in, and in life, she'll go for a job, she'll get hired on, maybe not as a leader immediately, but every single time she is leveled up, promoted to a leadership role. And she even mentioned that even when she started her very first job, she was working at McDonald's at 16 years old and was immediately promoted to, I think, like either the shift leader, or I don't even know what it was, but it was a leader of some sort where she was training the other staff on how to go about running certain aspects of the store at 16. At 16, she had this natural gift. In every single job later in life, she found herself in this leadership role. This is a natural born gift that she has, and she loved it. It was a skill that she had that she developed and she fine tuned, and the Lord constantly rewarded her by putting her in those different positions, but elevated positions as she matured and gained more wisdom throughout life. And I just thought hearing that story was just so flipping beautiful and amazing. It also says identify who you are called to minister to and where you are called to minister to them. This is the next thing. So God can give us short-term callings in a specific area. And we need to know exactly not only who it is that we're called to serving, but it might be a general location. Like maybe you are called to serve in Africa. Maybe you are called to serve in prison ministry. Maybe you are called to serve to the elderly or to the poor. Whatever it is, there's a certain demographic. There's a certain type of people. There's a certain location that God is calling you to, or you find yourself naturally with a soft, giving, loving, broken heart, not broken in like a bad way, but shattered heart for the desire to love and give back to a specific person, you know, nationality, gender, age, whatever it might be, location. That is a calling. That is something that God is pushing and nudging in your life. So we need to wake up and maybe find the patterns or highlight or spotlight those times in our life where we tend to naturally find ourselves in these situations. There is no coincidence. Hear me when I say that. There's no coincidence. God is doing things in your life on purpose by what people say to you, by how you find yourself in these circumstances all the time. God is either using you in a way to get to other people, or using you, like speaking through you to other people in those situations, or he's trying to wake you up and say, hello, there is a reason you are here. There's a reason I keep bringing you here. There's a lesson to be learned here. Okay. This could be part of your life's purpose. So we need to pay attention to that, because being aware of who we are drawn to serving, who we naturally have a heart for, that can help determine where we're supposed to be serving in our life's purpose. But the next thing is writing down what our calling is not. Okay. So there might be, you know, people that absolutely do not love working with the elderly. There might be people that do not love working with children. You might not have the desire to go out and work with the poor, but that doesn't mean that you have like a hardened heart and you're not able to donate money or whatever, but like your heart isn't in it. Like it doesn't drive you. Okay. It doesn't fulfill you in the way that it might fulfill other people. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing to say that you're not, you know, a good Christian because you don't really feel keen to serving with children, or you don't really get inspired to, you know, serve in the music industry, you know, or do worship or go out and sing, I don't know, door to door to cheer up people, whatever it might be. Like there's so many different ways that we can be giving back and ministering to people through our personal lives, but also in business, whatever this might look like for you. Like there's a reason why you are pursuing a different path in life. It's because you're passionate about it, because you might be skilled in this area, or because God has constantly led you back here on this path for a reason. So understanding what you don't align with, what doesn't fill your heart, what you're not very strongly suited or equipped with serving in, that's okay. But it's important to recognize that, because that helps us gain clarity on what we are good with. The next thing is to work on our general calling. So until we know what our true life's purpose is, embracing the short-term callings that God has on our life can help build our character and discernment and strengthen our relationship with the Lord. Working on your general callings now can help define your life calling in the long run. And then lastly, is sow into other people's callings. When we are faithful stewards of the gifts and callings in others, God will often reward us with greater revelation and resources for our own calling, because He is that faithful. He is that good. And it is so important that if we are not really sure on what we want to do, giving and serving and helping others when they already may know, or helping them to find their own calling, is it brings so much glory to God.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to today's episode of Uno Mas Podcast.
What can you do to help support me moving forward? Well, you can subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform. Leave a review and a rating because it's your reviews that matter most. And it's your reviews that help us get this show found by new listeners. And share this podcast with your friends, family, and followers on all your social media accounts. Tag me, The Whitney K, and @UnoMasPodcast for a listener spotlight on our social media accounts.